This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
Could Brexit break off a valued chunk of the United Kingdom? I'm David Brancaccio in New York. We'll get to Brexit in a moment, but first, here in the U.S., the Federal Reserve is set to vote today on a proposal to loosen more restrictions that have been put onto banks as part of the post-financial crisis Dodd-Frank law. The Fed is expected to ease the regulations on what types of investments financial institutions can make. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer joins us from Washington. Nancy, give me a letter V.
V for the Volcker Rule, David. This is part of Dodd-Frank, and it's designed to keep financial institutions from making the types of risky investments that help cause the financial crisis. The Volcker Rule generally prevents banks from trading with their own accounts for profit. It mostly prohibits banks from having stakes in what it calls covered funds, funds covered by the rule. We're talking about things like hedge funds and private equity.
So what is the Fed voting on today?
Well, they could be revising the definition of a covered fund. At yesterday's press conference, I asked Fed Chair Jay Powell if banks will start making more risky investments if this part of the Volcker Rule is loosened. Here's what he said.
We think that what we're doing is very consistent with safety and soundness and absolutely consistent with the letter and spirit of the Volcker Rule. We'll be getting comments from people, and we'll be looking into that question among many others.
Now, other federal agencies will also have to approve these changes, and there will be a public comment period before they're finalized.
Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer, thank you. With the growth calculation for October through December now in, we can tell you that the U.S. economy grew by 2.3% last year, the slowest growth since 2016. Fourth quarter GDP went up 2.1% annualized. That was higher than expected. Business investment and consumer activity did slow amid the trade war and what is a recession in the manufacturing sector. Stock in Royal Dutch Shell is down 3.4%. With news, the oil company's profit for all of last year was down 23% given low oil prices. It still made more than $16 billion. We'll also hear results from ExxonMobil and Chevron this week and BP next. Marketplace's Andy Euler has more on what we know about the industry at a time of widespread economic uncertainty.
Energy stocks were among the worst performers in the U.S. market's pullback at the beginning of the week. Jim Burkhard heads IHS Markit's crude oil research team. He says what's happening in the oil market is pretty simple right now.
There's alternate sources of oil supply in the market, but no alternate sources of demand growth.
He says Libyan production has fallen off by about 1 million barrels a day because of conflict there. But U.S. oil production and other sources can make up for that lack of supply. The biggest thing affecting demand? Coronavirus. Greg Priddy is director of global energy at the consulting firm Stratfor.
In the last week and a half, the market has been almost completely taken over by the fears of coronavirus and its impact on demand as well as global economic growth.
He says the major oil companies aren't looking to benefit from a big price spike anymore. But now they're happy to take a few dollars here and there when, say, political tensions push up oil prices even a bit. I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.
The United Kingdom will formally leave the European Union this Friday. That's tomorrow. But could Scotland leave the UK as a result? Many in Scotland, one of the four countries that make up the UK, are very unhappy about Brexit. And Scotland's First Minister, Nicola Sturgeon, sees that as a golden opportunity to push her campaign for independence. From our European desk in London, Marketplace's Stephen Beard reports.
Nicola Sturgeon's party made big gains in the UK's recent general election, and that, she said, reinforced her call for another vote on Scottish independence.
Scotland has sent a very clear message. We don't want to leave the European Union, and we want Scotland's future to be in Scotland's hands.
Some 80,000 Scots joined this pro-independence rally in Glasgow earlier this month. Organiser Andrew Wilson says that even without the turmoil Brexit will surely bring, his country would be better off economically outside the UK.
Scotland outperforms the UK average on exports, balance of trade, GDP per person, demonstrating that we will prosper in an independent Scotland.
But pro-UK campaigner Pamela Nash says Scotland is safer as part of the $2 trillion UK economy, of which it forms just 8%. Independence, she says, would be a disaster.
In fact, there was one study that showed that Scottish independence would be 8 times as costly to Scotland's economy than the worst-case Brexit.
Scotland exports 3 times more to the rest of the UK than it does to the EU. It doesn't make any sense, she says, to separate from the UK and then rejoin the bloc.
Why would we put a border, any sort of barrier up against our greatest trading partner?
And businessman David Sand says one of those barriers would be the new currency that Scotland would eventually have to adopt.
If the vast majority of your exports are with the rest of the UK, having a separate currency makes things more difficult and certainly more expensive.
Scottish nationalist Andrew Wilson claims these objections overlook Scotland's illustrious past.
We have centuries of demonstrating that we are able to trade and innovate and to build businesses. I have no doubt that we have the ability to prosper as an independent nation.
50% of Scots, according to the polls, agree with him. If Brexit is a mess, that level of support for independence could rise. At the European Desk, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.
And in New York, I'm David Brancaccio. What you're listening to is the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.